back. This is Gary Goodbye Cutica Health with your host, Tamai. On today's episode, we are looking at the topic, Simple Tips to Prevent Malaria. Simple Tips to Prevent Malaria. Now, despite the buzz, as well as the burden of the coronavirus pandemic in Africa, malaria is still killing hundreds of thousands of people yearly in the continent, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. During the pandemic, public health experts instituted measures to curb the transmission of the virus, including social distancing, hand washing, use of face coverings, and in extreme cases, lockdowns. But the prevention of malaria requires much simpler and often neglected approaches. But first, why is malaria endemic in Nigeria and other tropical countries? Take note that the word is endemic and not pandemic. They mean different things. While a pandemic is a widespread disease that affects many geographical areas or regions at the same time, an endemic disease refers to one that is widespread within a restricted region. In this instance, the tropics. The reason for this is simple. Mosquitoes survive in the tropical forest, and temperate climates do not support the growth and reproduction of mosquitoes, which carry the malaria parasite. The malaria parasite is then transmitted to humans during a blood feed by the mosquitoes when they bite humans. So given this context I just shared with you, how do we prevent malaria? The old and simple method of keeping your environment clean is still as effective as it was when you first heard it. Yes, keep your environment clean by eliminating mosquito hideouts and breeding areas around you. So take note of the following things I'll be sharing with you. Number one, I know you already know that remnants of rainwater or other sources of water in containers left unattended to serve as breeding ground for mosquitoes. So as one of the simple measures to prevent malaria, it is advisable to look out for such rubbish around the house, empty their water contents, and trash the containers. This drastically reduces mosquito breeding grounds and it curtails the spread of malaria. Number two, keeping the environment free of bushes and pools of stagnant water is of particular importance during this period of the wet or rainy season. The rainy season favors the breeding of mosquitoes, thus explaining the greater prevalence of malaria during this period. Number three, most households boast of window nets, but do you remember to check for breaks in these window nets? Ensure to install nets to your windows and check existing nets for any damage or breaks. These may be the access points of mosquitoes to your home. Number four, insecticide use is also critical to curbing the spread of mosquitoes. But insecticides come last in malaria prevention simply because if you effectively apply the other simple measures I just shared with you to keep your environment free of bushes and stagnant water, fix broken window and door nets, and control the access of mosquitoes into your living area, you will need very little insecticide to stay free from malaria. In fact, going the extra mile of ensuring you sleep under an insecticide-treated net further reduces your need for sprayed insecticides. And did you know that we now have a malaria vaccine? If you didn't, take note now. Let me close with this. Malaria is endemic in the tropics and it kills hundreds, like I said before, hundreds of thousands of people in the region every year. Yet, simple measures like these ones I shared with you today can help prevent malaria. So do the right things today and take simple steps to beat malaria. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.